All right, just saying our goodbyes there. Now, consumer inflation ticked up slightly as expected in November, remaining firmly outside the Reserve Bank's 3-6% target range. The Consumer Price Index increased 6.6% in November compared with a year earlier, from October's 6.4%. And so the forecast, I think, was around 6.5-6.6%. So I don't think there was too much a shock there. But what we also saw was an unexpected drop in retail sales for the first time this year in October, suggesting that there may be the central bank might continue to hold off raising interest rates in January to take some pressure off the economy. But let's chat to Manisha Mora, who is economist with ETM Analytics. Manisha, thanks for your time today. Let's start with CPI. What had you penciled in?
Hi, Siki. Yes, we also penciled in, like you said, unexpected a 6.6% year-on-year increase. So it came in line with expectations, and that quickening in inflation that we've seen off lows back in August has largely been on account of a dissipating impact that we saw of 2015's oil price decline impacting on the transport component. So it was something that we were able to anticipate. And we also saw food inflation, while ticking slightly lower, remain rather sticky.
Yeah.
Evidently, the lagged effect of a prolonged drought period continues to be felt.
Do you think it's peaked now, food inflation?
Yes, we do anticipate it to have peaked. In fact, if we look at the relationship between food inflation and maize and wheat futures, it does suggest that food inflation could have topped out now into year end or into 2017. And we actually anticipate a much lower inflation trajectory through the course of 2017.
Okay. And your view on fuel inflation, I mean, even though the last fuel price movement was a 20 cent drop, we did see fuel prices go up by about 88 cents between October and November.
No, we did. And we've also seen a sharp acceleration in global oil prices into December so far. And currently, that under recovery is around about 24 cents. So that suggests that fuel inflation will similarly remain lofty into the new year. But that being said, when you take into account the lower oil prices in the first quarter of 2016, it automatically suggests that we're going to see a bit more robust fuel inflation in the first quarter of 2017.
Yeah.
But that being said, we'd need to see a sustained rally in oil prices to see fuel inflation making a bigger contribution to headline CPI.
And when do you forecast CPI coming back within the target range?
We anticipated round about mid-2017.
Yeah.
And it's like you say, it's the food inflation that's softening. We've also seeing credit growth in the private sector that is particularly subdued, and also the impact of rand strength. You know, it's something we also can't brush off. The rand's appreciated about 13% against the dollar so far this year, and that has a lagged impact on inflation. So we expect to see that filter through into the data as well.
All right, let's touch quickly on retail sales. Was it also unexpected for you that drop that we saw in October? It was the first time this year.
Yes, that sharp contraction, it was a little bit unanticipated, but on the flip side, we know that the consumer has been under pressure for a really long time. We've seen metrics of consumer demand also soften. Credit growth for households is in the very low single digits. Consumer confidence is weak, and inflation for essential goods is really high. So it's not surprising that we're finally starting to see these numbers correct. In other words, we're not seeing growth this year comparative to last year. And also not to mention the particularly weak employment situation. But I think that does tie into the view of economic prospects as a whole still being rather subdued into 2017. And if anything, coupled with a softer inflation outlook, we could see the Reserve Bank opt to unwind some of its policy loosening to support economic activity.
Yeah, I wonder if the festive season will give a boost at all. It doesn't seem as busy as, anecdotally, when you go to shopping centres as one has seen in the past.
Yes, but to that point, we could also see the November data lifted by Black Friday, yeah, or the heavily discounted sales we saw for Black Friday. But despite that, or a potential pickup in December owing to the festive season, it doesn't detract from the underlying view that the consumptive sector is under quite a bit of strain.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. Manisha Mora is economist with ETM Analytics.